Too long ago, I'm Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman. Here we are, 7:10, 4 hours and 50 minutes diverted to government shutdown. Your thoughts?
Well, of course, there's a great sigh of relief from so many state employees, all the organizations that are dependent on a state's budget, and so it's rewarding to get the work done, and in some ways, our work just begins. I mean, this causes us to be very prudent and cautious every day going forward, but for now, we know what the end product is, and we'll manage. We'll work every day to manage.
That was going to be my next question, because now that you folks have a plan and a blueprint, you're still subject to the whims of the economy. So does passing this budget mean that Indiana is out of the woods?
Not out of the woods at all. And if we think this budget was difficult to adopt, just think what it could be like in 2 years from now when those stimulus dollars go away and we don't have a cushion. Of course, we all hope and pray for much better economic times. But for today, we know what we have to work with, and our work just begins.
And what about schools? And just it seemed all session long, just the back and forth. How do you do the formula, growing schools versus shrinking schools? Is this now the perfect opportunity, now that you folks have sort of a 2-year window, maybe to go back and look at the school funding formula, maybe just revamp it, rewrite it all together?
I thought there were some very valid points raised tonight, and I say that from experience. In the past, during my time in the Senate, I represented 5 counties and 10 school corporations, and each time the school funding formula was tweaked, 5 of my schools lost and 5 of them won, and it was a constant pendulum. I think it is beyond the time that we need to take a full study of that school funding formula. It's so terribly complicated. I'm sure all 276 school superintendents understand it, but not many beyond that, and then it does change every biennium as well.
What do you think was it that did it, that got these folks sort of motivated? Because it seemed for a while they weren't going to make the June 30th deadline, had the governor make the announcements. There's some speculation when he said, hey, the casinos aren't on open, that sort of got people, they started to meet the Lord and it's like, hey, we need to get this done.
Well, it's the bottom line is it's deadlines that motivate people until you're crashing into a wall. Sometimes you don't feel that burden. I do think the announcement of all that exactly does close when there's not an appropriation to go forward, let's just say raise the awareness. I think it heightened the urgency of getting something done.
Final question for you. Obviously, this was a tough session. When you folks come back in January, you've got property tax caps. It's an election year. The House is going to be up for grabs. Was this all just sort of a precursor for 6 months from now?
Well, the good news is we won't be coming back in 2010 to adopt another 1-year budget. So that matter has been resolved now, and 2010 should prove to be very interesting. There'll be many dynamics, but that's why each session is special. Each session is special in the memory book because of those certain dynamics. A lot at stake with 2010 elections and census and redistricting beyond that. So enough excitement to look forward to in 2010.
All right, Madam Lieutenant Governor, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.